Welcome back to the Idabel, Oklahoma Walmart parking lot. I am Bear, founder and CEO of RefugeMedical.com and president of GrindstoneMinistries.com, here in my official capacity today as a YouTube personality to talk to you. Gotta remember which hat I'm wearing. Take off the Grindstone hat, put on the Bear hat. Three things we're going to talk about this morning. The elections, midterm elections, this hurricane slash tropical storm slash whatever yet again in Florida, and morons and negligent discharges. So, stand by for contact. I'll tell you what. We're going to breeze through the brief. Good morning, Jay Harrison. If you're on Patreon, you have the written brief. If you're not on Patreon, you don't. It's $5 a month. Follow the link in the description. Why would I want to give you $5, Bear? So I can replace the tri-ball hitch that's usually on the back of my truck that I use to tow trailers around with and also to rest my foot on when we do a brief from the back of the truck, but that I gave to some local guy so that he could hook up a trailer to haul brush out of his driveway because he didn't have a 2 5/16-inch ball. That's why. So, Tropical Storm Nicole is beating up the eastern coast of the Atlantic coast of Florida. It's supposed to track across the center of the state and work its way back to the Gulf Coast, Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater area, which is super de duper because 5 weeks ago, Hurricane Ian smashed that place. So, that's going to exacerbate recovery efforts there. There's a bunch of assets still in Florida locked up by FEMA that are not allowed to come off contract because that storm is also coming. So that's something to be aware of. We've had a lot of people ask, how come there's not FEMA in Idabel, Oklahoma? Michael Martinez, appreciate you, bro. Thank you. How come there's not FEMA in Idabel, Oklahoma, where you are, Bear? And let's just say they're in the process of working that out. We'll also say, remember that McGirt case, Eastern Oklahoma? It's now the res. Yeah, see, FEMA is the Federal Emergency Management Agency. How much independence from the system do you really want? That's an interesting question. Since the name of this channel is Bear Independent, right? Resilience. You need to build your resilience. Morning, Justin. Until tornadoes smash all your toys and all your stuff and some of your people. And now all of a sudden it's like, yeah, but we didn't want to be that independent from the system. Aha. But anyway, the powers that be are in the process of working that out. Shalom, Palmetto Paratrooper. So be aware, tropical storm slash category 1 hurricane Nicole is yet again in Florida. Yeah, we'll talk more about that at a different point as far as what it means for Grindstone, but we still have crews in Florida right now. Good morning, Double Tapping Hillbilly. Grindstone Ministries has crews in Florida right now doing the things, and also right now in Oklahoma doing the things. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Hurricane season is slated to officially end the 30th of this month. So, just so you guys are aware, let all the storms know they're not allowed to develop into hurricanes come the 1st of December. Okay. Let's see. Chinese manufacturing is still struggling under the zero COVID policy in China. That's having an impact on business in the U.S. and abroad. Some businesses are taking a wait and see approach. However, many companies in the U.S. continue to attempt to diversify supply chains, moving away from Chinese sourcing. Vietnam, Thailand, Mexico, India, and South Korea are the countries considered top picks for alternative manufacturing sources, also known as nearshoring. The term nearshoring is being used by a lot of American companies that have overseas manufacturing to make it sound like they're bringing jobs closer to the United States. And in some cases they are, but in many cases they just moved from China to Vietnam or the Philippines or Thailand, Cambodia, whatever. I see a lot of y'all are chatterboxing about the midterm elections. It's one of the things we're going to talk about this morning. News flash. I don't give a shit. Not a single solitary shit. Right now. I might tomorrow. I might next week. But right now, I don't care. I don't care. Short sleep, back hurts, chainsaw stuff to do. We've got people pouring into our fob by the hour now, needing help. And we've got a lot more people showing up needing help than we have wanting to help. So it might matter to me tomorrow, but it don't matter to me today. How did we lose Pennsylvania? I saw one person ask. Get the hell out of Pennsylvania. You ever thought about that? Like, you know how many area studies I've done for people in the Northeast? A lot. I have a consultancy, remember? And no, I don't want any more clients. I'm good. Y'all should have jumped on that 2 years ago when I opened up. But I digress. The nearest safe place, if you're in the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Western Pennsylvania, and the big state parks that are out there, maybe. And even then, you have no resiliency. You're just removed to the population density problem. Get the hell out of Pennsylvania. But my family's here. My job's here. My cat's here. All right. Best of luck. Whatever. I'm very happy that our governor in Oklahoma, Governor Stitt, won his gubernatorial race. By the way, who came up with that word? Gubernatorial? Gubernatorial. Six syllables? And you still don't know what it means? The governor's race. That was an interesting race here in Oklahoma because the Democratic opponent to Governor Stitt was a lifelong Republican who switched to Democrat so that she could run against him because, and if you read like the CNN articles and all that stuff, it's like, yes, and many in the state of Oklahoma were not pleased with Governor Stitt's hardcore COVID policies where he did not require vaccination and masks. I'm like, I don't know who you're asking in Oklahoma, but everybody I talked to was like, hell yeah, we ain't putting a face diaper on. Hell no, I don't want that thing in my arm. So that was fun. The main reason that chick Hoffmeister or Hubaloo or whatever the hell her name was, the main reason she switched to Democrat and ran against the governor was because of the Indian tribes gaming licenses. Oops, did I say that out loud to 1,000 of my closest friends? Yeah, there you go. She still lost. Let's see. So Chinese manufacturing, you should probably get your stuff in America from Americans to the best of your ability. We're going to make this country great again. Well, the red wave, whether it happened or not, is not going to be the way, or certainly not the only way, you're going to make this country great again. It starts with the two greatest commands: love the Lord your God with everything you got, and love your neighbor as yourself. Then once you're firing on all cylinders with that stuff, loving your neighbor as yourself, start thinking about how big is your circle of neighbors, right? Like, buy some American-made jeans or boots or food or furniture or first aid kits, refugemedical.com, or books or whatever, right? Like, made in America. You know, this joblessness rate in the United States of America. Well, let's create more jobs. And I realize we have a demography issue as far as people who could work the jobs. And so we'll probably within the next decade see a lot of innovation on that. The proposed Antichrist, Elon Musk, will probably build some robots for us to handle that problem and or plug wires into our brains to make us superhumans, at which case we'll all be living in the Marvel Universe anyway. You won't have to go to the movie theater, which you can't go to because you didn't have the face diaper on. You can just be a superhero. Can you tell I'm short on sleep? You can tell I'm short on sleep. Let's see. Tensions in the Southeast Asia continue. So the future of manufacturing in that region remains uncertain, even for more diversified supply chains. So that's something to look at as well. India, for example, will continue buying oil from its steady and time-tested partner, Russia, making it the largest buyer of Russian oil after China. Those are two manufacturing powerhouses that have not joined in Western sanctions against Russia, or Russia, depending on which international news agency you're watching. India's foreign minister recently said, quote, as the world's third largest consumer of oil and gas, a consumer where the levels of income are not very high, it is our fundamental obligation to ensure that the Indian consumer has the best possible access on the most advantageous terms to the international markets. We have seen that the India-Russia relationship has worked to advantage. If it works to my advantage, I would like to keep that going, end quote. Makes sense. Good neighbors. While this makes obvious economic sense, it may complicate issues of business across borders as international sanctions and hostilities continue to shift the landscape for citizens of these countries. That's the written brief. You're on Patreon, you know that you got the written brief and the links. If you're not on Patreon, you have literally no idea what you're missing, but who cares? We got bigger problems, right? Midterm elections. I know a lot of people have put a lot of hope in the midterm elections. I'll be completely honest with you. I am not as up to speed on that as I would like to be for two reasons. Literal and figurative bandwidth. Good morning, NWA Prepper. Hey, prayers up, brother. The first is a literal bandwidth issue. The Walmart parking lot has the best internet in the county, and by the best, I mean enough to maybe do a live stream. The rest of the areas, especially the unincorporated areas, not happening. And then when we're not, when I'm not in the Walmart parking lot, I'm either at the FOB or I'm on site where the internet's not that great, and I literally can't get like news results to load. And all of my intel sources and emails and stuff like that, it won't load. And so I'm out of the loop on that stuff. And then the figurative bandwidth issue is like when you're dealing with a single mom with two kids working two jobs whose house got picked up and thrown off its foundation and literally broken in half, and she's sitting there at the table in the FOB wearing a blanket because she can't find her jacket because a tornado just destroyed her life, and she's crying and refusing to take the couple hundred bucks in cash that you're trying to give her so she can go get some food for her kids right now while you figure out how to put her life together. The midterm elections don't mean shit. So. Nah, that's me. I realize I'm different than y'all. And I've been rebuked steadily over the years that I can't hold other people to my same standards or my same levels. And everybody's different. Everybody's a special snowflake. And that's fine. You could be a special snowflake where you are and be concerned about the midterm elections. And like I said, I am not today overly concerned about them. I might be tomorrow, but I ain't today. I don't have the literal and figurative bandwidth. We talked about that hurricane in Florida. A huge thing here, resiliency, right? We talk all the time. Shalom, Perma Pastures Farm. What's up, brother? That's a good brother right there, Billy Bond. If you guys aren't subscribed to Perma Pastures, you should be. Go to Perma Pastures. Billy's awesome. I met Billy at the Self-Reliance Festival in Camden, Tennessee with John and Amanda at SOE Tactical, and Nicole Sauce put all that together from Living Free in Tennessee. And me and Billy were on an expert panel, and Billy was standing to my right, and every time, like, you know, they'd pass the microphone around, they'd ask us a question. Bear, how much gasoline do you think one should store for the end of the world or whatever? And they'd pass the microphone around, and Billy would answer the question, then he'd hand the mic to me and be like, I don't have anything else to say. Like, this guy nailed it. Like, do what he said. So, how's that for some bona fides, right? Like, Billy's really cool. A really good brother, really good spirit. One of those guys, when you just get around him, you, at least if you're me, you can just tell, like, this guy's legit. He's got a good vibe. I like him. Yeah, really good dude. So go give him I think he's not quite to 100,000 subs. Y'all should go swarm him, Bear Nation. Get him up. All right. We talked about these storms and resiliency. Why prepare? Many of us, it's to perpetuate normalcy for the people that we love. How many people do you love? It should be your home, right? And then some one of your concentric circles out from your family and your home should be your community. And so here I am in a community that's not my community, but it's not that far. It's a few hours from my community, right? back to the two prime directives, love the Lord your God with everything you got, and love your neighbor as yourself. These are my neighbors. They're my three-hour out neighbors, but they're my neighbors. And if I'm willing to put people in Florida 24 hours away from me, why would I not be willing to go 3 hours from me, right? So you might think about your motivations for preparedness this morning and why you need positions of strength. Last thing, I'll tell you, it frustrates the ever-loving shit out of me, honestly, to the point where I seriously considered quitting YouTube this morning. Not for the first time, but I seriously considered quitting YouTube this morning. The most popular video I've ever uploaded is now 2 weeks old. The gun industry is lying to you. That's a good video. It's got like 315,000 views right now. Number two video, the 1022 for SHTF preppers, 313,000 views. Number three video, three reasons why Beto won't take my AR-15, right? It's all gun related. And y'all know I'm a proponent of firearms. The people that show up and comment on those videos, the morons that show up and comment on those videos, I don't want in the Bear Nation. Do you also help storm victims with temporary housing? We sure do, David. We're in the process of doing that for a lot of people right now. I don't want those people in the Bear Nation. The video that posted last night, one rifle to rule them all. Apparently at the 9-minute mark, a bunch of morons thought that I had a negligent discharge because I have a 5-gallon feed bucket that hangs on the back of my four-wheeler that my rifle bumped into. If you think that the sound of a metal feed bucket is what a 5.56 going off this far from it, I'm this far from the camera, y'all. A foot and a half from the camera, that's what that sounds like. You're an idiot. And you don't need to have anything to do with the Bear Nation. And those people frustrate me. And so, I guess just heads up, I don't intend to, even though it's literally the best performing content at the Bear Independent channel, I don't give a single solitary shit about that either. I don't intend to do more firearms content as of right now, subject to change, but I don't intend to do more firearms content because everybody and their mother, you know, the spaceship door gunner, you know, everybody's got an opinion. Nobody pays attention. And it's just obnoxious to me. I don't dig it. I don't like it. So if you think an AR-15 bumping a metal feed can is a negligent discharge when there was the bolt carrier didn't move, the ejection port didn't open, there was no smoke, my finger wasn't on the trigger, there was no round in the chamber, the safety was on, and you want to talk shit on the internet, that's fine. You do it somewhere else, though, because I'm literally dealing with people whose lives were destroyed. Literally dealing with people whose lives were destroyed today. And you want to make a mountain out of a molehill over something that didn't even happen. It's stupid. And there's so much ego and bravado and idiocy in the YouTube gun culture. It disgusts me. I don't think I want to play that game anymore. So, that's our three things for today. Midterm elections, this storm, this hurricane in Florida, and morons and negligent discharges. So, let's see. Today at refugemedical.com, the North American Rescue Quick Litter is on sale. It's like under 20 bucks, y'all. Like a quick litter. It folds up. You unfold it. You put it underneath the casualty. Roll the casualty back onto the litter. Pick them up. Get them off the X. And so, they're under 20 bucks. refugemedical.com. And the... you can use promo code BearNation for free shipping on everything in the store as well. And by the way, life number 54. We're up to 54 lives saved with Refuge Medical, y'all. Why do I have 12 text messages? Let's see. I can't make the email load. I'll make a post on Patreon with the information on life number 54. Good morning, Carol. Bless you. Suffice it to say, we're up to life number 54 with refugemedical.com. Quick litters are on sale. All the first aid kits are in stock, shipping fast. So please, as we're out here doing what we do with Grindstone, please remember our small business. I'd like all of my refuge employees who are out here donating their time to still have a job when they get back. So support American small business, please, and thank you. Refuge training, there's lots of new classes in the store, added a lot of dates, so please go check that out. If you need to learn the fine art of how to not die, refugetraining.com. So, and then Grindstone Ministries. We can't do this without y'all. You enable us to be the Father's hands and feet. So thank you for supporting GrindstoneMinistries.com. If you want to volunteer, if you want to donate materials, if you want to donate your money, GrindstoneMinistries.com. We will be in Idabel, Oklahoma, probably till Thanksgiving. So we'll be here a hot minute. Have you volunteered lately? Exactly, Tactically Torah. I got to go. We got work to do today. I got a convoy to lead in the near future to go do storm relief. So, y'all have a blessed day. Shalom.